Brothers and sisters, would you please open your Bible and we will read a few passages.
我们首先请弟兄姊妹打开加拉太书第三章。
First, Galatians chapter 3.
第三章，我们读第十四节。
Chapter 3, we will read verse 14.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这里特别强调，我们因着相信主耶稣基督呢，我们就能得着所应许的圣灵。
It emphasizes here especially that by faith in Christ Jesus the Lord, we will receive the promise of the Spirit.
我们再请看罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Romans 8:9。
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
所以一个人蒙恩得救，是不是属神的呢？
So after a man is saved by grace, whether he belongs to God,
在乎是不是圣灵内住在我们的里面。
It all depends on the Holy Spirit, whether he indwells you.
最后我们再读约翰一书。
Lastly, we will read 1 John.
我们读第二章第二十七节。
The first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
First John 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
好，我们经文暂时先读到这里，我们请低头再有一点祷告，我们一同来仰望主。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Could you please bow your head? Let's all lift up our hearts to the Lord.
主，我们是在满心欢喜快乐，能够一同与众圣徒来到你的施恩宝座前。
Lord, we rejoice and we are glad that together with all the saints, we can come before your throne.
我们来到你跟前，愿意把我们心中的爱戴和赞美来归给你。
As we come in your presence, we want to offer to you all our admiration and praises.
因为你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Because you are the King of the kings and the Lord of lords.
你是从起初就有的那一位。
You are the very one who exists from the beginning.
你也是 Alpha, 你也是 Omega.
You're the Alpha and you're Omega.
你是从亘古直到永远的常在者。
From everlasting to everlasting, you're the one remains forever.
当你的儿女一同聚在你宝座跟前的时候，
When your children are gathered in the presence of your throne,
我们真是要来求你赐下天上的恩典，再一次临到我们中间。
We implore you that you would shower us with the heavenly graces and give it to us in our midst.
我们相信你的恩典临到我们，要像清晨的日光跟早晨的甘露一样。
We believe your grace will come upon us like the morning dew, like the morning dawn.
要临到干旱疲乏之地。
It will come upon a dry and parched land.
叫我们的心再一次得着滋润。
So that our hearts will be nourished again.
叫我们再一次从你得着力量。
And once again, we will be strengthened from you.
我们也为着 为你出口的弟兄，为你翻译的姊妹来献上祷告。
We also pray earnestly for the brother who will speak for you, and also the sister who translates for you.
实在求你恩典来托住啊，愿你的啊话能够借着他们释放在你儿女的中间。
May your grace sustain them that your word can be released in among your children.
叫我们在同一个灵的里面，我们能够一同蒙你的造就。
So that within one spirit we will all be edified by you.
愿你的旨意成全在你儿女的中间。
So that your will be done among your children.
我们把一切感谢敬拜再一次归给你。
We just give you all the worship and thanksgiving.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，上一次我们交通到圣灵引导的几个原则。
Brothers and sisters, last time we shared on some of the principles of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那上一次我们只交通了一半。
Last time we only shared half of it.
我们愿意在今天继续把另外的一半把它交通完。
So today we'd like to finish the other half in this morning.
那主给我这个感动呢，并不是因为我在这一方面已经都学会了。
The Lord has given me this burden not because I have learned it all.
反而呢，是觉得一方面让我看见这一方面的学习的一个重要。
But on the contrary, He only shows me how important it is to master all these principles.
而另外一方面呢，也愿意借着这样的分享交通，能够更多的带进弟兄姊妹在这一方面的追求。
And also, on the other hand, through my sharing and my fellowship, that all the brothers and sisters will be encouraged to pursue more in this.
我们也相信，在我们中间有许多的弟兄姊妹在这一方面确实有很好的学习。
I also believe that many of our brothers and sisters amid us have already so much learning in this respect.
所以盼望这样的交通，我们也能够更多的带进我们彼此的分享。
Hopefully, through this kind of sharing, we will increase more of the fellowship and encouragement between each other.
开始之前呢，我想我还是把上一次我们所交通的再稍微总结一下。
Right at the beginning, I would like to take a few minutes to recap what we shared last time.
弟兄姊妹呢，在我们基督徒中间，我们常常会问一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, among Christians, we often ask one question.
当我们遇到任何一件事情的时候，我们常常问说，主在这件事上到底给我们的带领是什么？
When we encounter things, we always ask, what is the Lord leading in this?
我们很想知道主在这件事上是怎么样。他的心意如何？
We really want to know what the Lord's will is in all the matters.
我们也很想在主的心意里面来跟随他。
And we also desire to follow the Lord in His will.
你比方讲呢一个年轻的孩子，他高中毕业了，他要去哪里上大学？
For example, a young man when he graduates from high school, where would he go for his college?
是在本地上呢，还是到外面去？
Should he pick a local college or go out of state?
在上大学，他要选什么样的科系呢？
And at college, what major should he take?
在大学毕业以后，他应当是在这附近找工作呢，还是到外州去呢？
And after college graduation, should he find a local job or go to out of state to find one?
过了几年，他需要成家，需要选对象。
Now, after a few years, he's about to be married and build his own family.
也许这个姊妹看到在他周围有四五位的弟兄都很好。
Maybe a sister finds there are about four or five brothers around her as her suitors.
到底哪一位才是神所安排的呢？
But which one of them is arranged by God for her?
或者这一位弟兄看到他周围也有四五位姊妹都很好。
Or likewise, maybe a brother seeing four or five sisters around him are all very nice.
到底哪一位姊妹才是神所为我预备的呢？
But exactly which sister is the one that God has especially arranged for me as my wife?
当成家以后呢， 我们需要买房子。
And after he's married, he needs to buy a house.
我是应该买比住在父母亲家的附近呢，还是搬远一点比较好？
Should I buy a house in the vicinity near my parents, or should I move further?
我是应该离聚会的地方近一点呢，还是离我的公司近一点？
Should I live near where the church is at, or where my company is at?
当我们有了房子以后，我们也许需要生小孩了。
Now, after we have our house, it's about time to have children.
我是要生一个呢，还是要生两个？
Should I have just one or two?
还是要生五个？
Or five children?
我认识一个弟兄嘞。
I know one brother.
他有五个孩子。
Who has five children.
而且呢，五个都是 homeschooling.
And they're all homeschooled.
感谢主，主很祝福他们。
Thank the Lord that the Lord has richly blessed him.
诸如此类的问题呢，我们如果我们所信仰的不过是一个宗教的话呢，那我们一辈子就一直在那边做拣选。
We encounter so many questions like those. If we are just believing in a religion, then all our life are centered upon making decisions.
但是感谢主呢，我们刚刚所读的经文呢。
But we thank our Lord the passages we just read.
并且我们的经历里头告诉我们
And also, through our experience, they all tell us this.
我们所相信的主耶稣呢，乃是住在我们的里面。
That the Lord Jesus that we believe dwells in us.
他要在凡事上按着恩膏的教训来带领我们。
And he is going to lead us among all things according to the anointing.
并且圣经告诉我们这一个恩膏呢，是真的。
The Bible also teaches that this anointing is true.
我想今天呢，为了帮助弟兄姊妹，我会举多一点的例子。
Now today, in order to help brothers and sisters, I will use many examples.
这些例子呢，是要帮助弟兄姊妹能够明白圣灵是如何在我们的里面带领我们。
They are to help us to understand how the Holy Spirit indwells us and help us and lead us.
没有个人的任何的成见。
I have no personal prejudice about all the things that I'm about to say.
所以弟兄姊妹听的时候，盼望圣灵能够给我们进到那个灵意的里头。
So brothers and sisters, as you hear my sharing, I hope the Holy Spirit will lead us into the real meaning of them.
我记得呢，从前有一个弟兄。
I recall that there was once a brother.
他呢需要买一部车子。
Who needed to buy a car?
那按着弟兄家里收入的条件呢，他大概可以买一部40,000块的车子。
According to his income, he would probably be able to buy a car worth $40,000.
但是弟兄呢，他愿意来到主面前问主的意见如何。
Our brother was willing to come before the Lord and ask the Lord.His will on this.
所以他祷告主呢，他说：“主啊，你觉得我应该怎么办？”
So he prayed to the Lord, asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you think I should do?"
主呢给他一句话。
So the Lord gave him one verse.
他说呢，你要把财宝记在天上。
Saying that, lay up your treasures in heaven.
弟兄告诉我们呢，当主给他这句话的时候，他里头就明白过来了。
So the brother told us that after he received this verse from the Lord, right away he came to his understanding.
弟兄告诉我们呢，他虽然现在收入不错。
So the brother said, although he is doing quite well nowadays,
但是呢，毕竟还是领薪水的人。
But still, he is one who receives fixed salaries.
如果他把40,000块全部拿去买车子的话，
Should he buy a car with all his $40,000?
他有一些心愿呢，他不能做。
Then he would not be able to do other things that he had in mind.
因为他也盼望能够给教会有多一点的奉献。
Because he also hoped to offer more money to the church.
他也愿意在主在主的工作上呢，也多一点奉献。
And also he wanted to give more of himself in the Lord's work.
他也盼望能够给其他的有需要的弟兄姊妹生活上有一些帮补。
He also hoped to be able to help other brothers and sisters financially for their daily life's need.
他如果把所有的钱买这一部车子，他就不够在这些事上能够奉献了。
If he would use all his money on his car, then he would not be able to do anything on the other things.
所以当主这句话给他的时候，他就知道怎么做了。
So when the Lord gave him this verse, he knew what he should do.
他呢，买了一部20,000块以内的车子。
So he bought a car less than $20,000.
他可以剩下10,000多-20,000块的钱。
So he still had more than $10,000.
他在奉献上手头就能够很宽裕。
Therefore, it would be easy for him to donate financially to the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是很真实的事情。
Brother and sister, this is such a real thing.
圣灵在里面，他何等乐意来教导带领我们。
That the Holy Spirit who indwells us is so willing to teach us and to guide us.
啊，这不过是一个例子。
Now this is just one of the examples.
那我们上一次啊，交通道呢啊，要明白什么是圣灵的引导。
Last time we shared that in order for us to understand the leading of the Holy Spirit.
第一个呢，我们必须要清楚呢，我们里面有一位内住的圣灵。
First, we have to know this clearly that we have this indwelling Holy Spirit.
换句话说，我们必须是一个重生得救的人。
In other words, we have to be those who are saved by grace and be born again.
如果我们还不是一个重生得救的人，
If we're not yet born again and saved by His grace,
我们就会像尼哥底母一样。
Then we would be like Nicodemus.
他来到主的面前，他想要见神的国。
As he came before the Lord, he wanted to see the kingdom of God.
主说呢，如果你不是从上头生的，你看不到神的国。
But the Lord said, if you are not born from above, you will not be able to see the kingdom of God.
今天我们必须是一个重生得救的人。
Today we have to be one born again and being saved.
圣灵住在我们的里面呢。是世人所不能认识的。
And this Holy Spirit who indwells us is not able to be seen by the world.
那我们知道主住在我们的里面。
But we know that our Lord lives within.
因为当我们重生得救的时候，我们里面会有一个变化。
Because after we are born again, then there is some change within us.
那当我们得救的时候，圣灵住在我们的里头。
After we are saved, the Holy Spirit abides in us.
圣经至少有三个地方呢，讲到同一件事情。
In the Bible, at least three times, it speaks of the same matter.
第一方面呢，就是讲到圣灵在我们的身上盖了一个印记。
First is that the Holy Spirit has made a seal on us.
这个印记表明我们是属神的。
Which indicates that we belong to God.
当人死了以后，你的魂升到天堂的门口。
When a person dies, your soul would ascend to the door of heaven.
天使要问你，你怎么知道你是可以有资格进天堂
呢？ And an angel would ask you, how do you know you're qualified to go into heaven?
你要告诉他说，我身上有圣灵的印记。
And you have to tell him that I've been sealed with the Holy Spirit.
第二方面呢，
And secondly,
圣灵乃是在我们的里面坐职。
Holy Spirit is a guarantee within us.
这个坐职呢，乃是让我们预尝到主恩的滋味。
Which helps us to pre-taste the Lord's grace.
让我们体验到啊，耶稣基督的真实，他如今住在我们的里头。
Which helps us to experience the reality of the Lord Jesus who now indwells us.
我想我们请弟兄姊妹看一下哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, would you please turn with me?
这是圣经三次提到这一个要点的第一个地方。
This is one of the three places where the Bible mentions the same thing.
22节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22.
他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。凭据原文作词。
Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee, in its original, a guarantee is a deposit.
所以我们知道呢，当我们得救的时候，圣灵在我们的身上就显出这两方面的功用。
So we know when we are saved, the Holy Spirit has shown its two functions right here.
那我们知道呢，圣灵啊也是啊保惠师。
We also know that Holy Spirit is a comforter.
这一位保惠师呢，要来在我们的身上把圣经呢。把主耶稣启示在我们的里面。
This comforter will reveal Jesus in us.
让我们能够知道啊，明白主的话。
So that we will know and understand the Lord's word.
主的话需要圣灵在我们的里面开启我们。
The Lord's word needs to be to be unfolded by the Holy Spirit within us.
好叫主的客观的真理在圣灵里面能够变成我们主观的经历。
So the objective truth will become the subjective truth within Holy Spirit.
并且主圣灵要在我们日常生活中预备各样的环境。
And in our daily life, the Holy Spirit will provide for us all kinds of circumstances.
他要借着各样的环境预备十字架，让我们来走这一条属天的道路。
Because he will, through all the situations, prepare for us this cross to prepare us to walk in this heavenly journey.
至终呢，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And in the end, we will all be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
那圣灵最主要的目的乃是来到我们的里面，要来荣耀神。
The most important purpose of the Holy Spirit is to come into us to glorify Christ.
荣耀主耶稣。
To glorify God.
所以我们实在感谢主的恩典呢。
So we really thank the Lord for His grace.
我们今天不是加入一个基督教。
Now today we are not joining certain Christianity.
我们乃是从主得到一个重生的生命。
But instead we receive from the Lord this new life.
靠着这个生命，我们要被改变。
By this born again life that we will be transformed.
荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
就好像主的灵所变成的一
样。Just like we're being transformed by the very image spirit of God, the Lord.
这是一个完全啊非常奇妙的一个救恩。
This is such a complete and full wonderful salvation.
但愿我们实在不要小看圣灵在我们里面的啊内住。
If only we would not belittle the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那我们上一次也提到过呢，啊，我们要明白圣灵如何在我们里面引导我们呢？最主要我们要对于我们这个人啊有一个预备。
Last time we also mentioned that for us to understand the guiding of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we have to do some preparatory work.
那第一方面我们上一次也提到、哦、我们要、啊、对于罪这个问题呢要特别的注意。
We mentioned last time also first, we have to pay attention to the problem of sin to deal with it.
我们知道呢当亚当犯罪的时候
We know that when Adam sins,
神跟人之间呢已经有了一个鸿沟。
And there is this such schism between man and God.
这个鸿沟呢，不是靠着人啊如何的行功德可以把它弥补上的。
And this gulf can never be made up by humans' merits or doing some charitable deeds.
人永远没有路回到神面前。
Man will never find the way to come back to God.
若不是神他的怜悯
，If not for God's mercy，
并且在耶稣基督里的恩典。
And if not for the grace in Christ Jesus,
叫耶稣基督神的儿子
so that Christ Jesus, the Son of God,
为我们的罪死在十字架上面
died for our sins on the cross.
当他伸出那拯救的两臂
when he stretched out his arms of salvation,
叫天和地再一次能够被连接在一起
then once again, heavens and earth are connected.
我们实在没有路回到父的家中。
If not for all this, there is simply no way for us to go back to the Heavenly Father's home.
所以主说，我就是道路、真理和生命。
Therefore, the Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
人若不借着我，就不能到父那里去。
Apart from me, no one can come to the Heavenly Father.
我们感谢主在十字架上面为我们成就了和平。
We thank the Lord that He has accomplished this peace on the cross.
人只要存着一个简单的信心，我们就能够重新与父神和好。
We, by a simple faith, can be reconciled to God the Father.
因为在基督里一切都成了。
Because in Christ,It is all done.
那圣经告诉我们呢，我们得救不在乎这个受洗呢，除掉我们肉体上的污秽。
The Bible also asserts that we're being saved not by a baptism which does not mean to remove the filth of our flesh, but in answering a good conscience to God.
乃是在神面前。有一个无愧的良心。
We would have this clean conscience before God.
换句话说，主的血呢，乃是除去我们心中天良一切的亏欠。
In other words, the Lord's blood would cleanse us clean from all a bad, evil conscience.
主耶稣在马太福音告诉我们。
And Lord Jesus in Matthew tells us.
凡劳苦担重担的人。
He who is weary and heavy laden.
到我这里来。
Come to me,
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主，我们为什么会没有安息呢？
Why is it we are restless?
因为罪在我们的里面成为我们的劳苦，成为我们的重担。
Because this very sin has become our burden, become our weariness within us.
当主耶稣在十字架为我们流血舍命的时候，
When the Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross to die for us.
这个罪的刑罚已经从我们里头出去。
This punishment of sin has been removed from us.
他重新给我们一个清洁的良心。
And he has given us this good conscience.
所以，我们基督徒重生得救的时候，我们里面重新得着一个无愧的良心。
So we Christians, after we're born again, being saved, we receive this good and clean conscience.
那我们在跟随主的路上呢，我们要特别注意。
Now, as we follow the Lord to, in His journey, we have to pay especially notice to this.
我们要与神有那美好的交通，我们必须要维持这个良心的无愧。
That is to maintain this good fellowship with the Lord, we have to keep a clean conscience.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
良心呢，乃是代表神在我们的里头呢，对我们公义的发声。
Conscience simply represents the mouthpiece of God's righteousness, which speaks to us within our hearts.
如果我们做错了任何事情，
If we do anything wrong,
甚至不讨神所喜悦的，
Anything not pleasing to Him,
我们的良心要在我们的里面对我们说话。
Our conscience will speak to us within us.
我们良心会有感觉。
And we will have this feeling our conscience.
这时候我们要马上悔改。
Right away we need to repent.
我们要顺服良心对我们的声音。
We need to obey the voice of our conscience.
你比方讲，有时候我们几个人在聊天。
For example, sometimes when few of us are chit-chatting.
我们论断到某某人。
And we talk about certain person.
我们开始七嘴八舌。
And we started to add all opinions to that.
越讲越兴奋。
And the more we talk about that person, the more we get excited.
这时候圣灵在我们的里面对我们说话。
And then at this time, the Holy Spirit will speak to us within our hearts.
是不是讲得太过头了？
Are you being overboard now?
是不是应该停下来了？
Aren't you going to stop now?
我们这时候要顺服。
Right at this time, we need to obey.
那我们上一次也提过呢，我们在地上生活呢，难免有罪的残累。
Now last time we also mentioned that in our earthly life, it seems we cannot help to be ensnared by sins.
我们万一犯罪的时候
，If we do sin,
我们要马上回到主的面前。
Very quickly we have to come before the Lord.
因为在约翰一书告诉我们。
Because First John asserts that.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
是公义的。
And just.
他要赦免我们的罪。
To forgive all our sins.
除去我们的不义
and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
换句话说，主耶稣在十字架上面成就的救赎。
Now to put it another way, the very redemption that the Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
不仅呢啊，拯救我们过去所犯的罪。
Not only saves all the past sins.
并且呢，我们一生在地上所走的路呢，所啊犯的这些罪呢，主的宝血仍然有功效。
But also all the sins in our earthly journey, as we conduct our lives in this world, the Lord's blood is always efficient.
所以我们不要忘记，主乃是我们这一位永远的中保。
So don't we forget that this Lord Jesus is our mediator forever.
我们需要常常来到施恩宝座前。
We need often to come before the throne of grace.
他在地上也受过许多的试探。
Our Lord Jesus also suffered many temptations as he was in the flesh.
他没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
他能够体恤我们。
He was sympathetic with us.
我们这些亚当的后代。
Who are the descendants of Adam.
我们容易犯罪的人。
We are people who so easily sin.
他体恤我们。
And he's sympathetic with us.
我们的罪他可以拯救到底。
He's able to save us to the end from our sins.
所以我们看到保罗一生的服事呢，为什么会这样的有能力？
As we consider Paul's service, all his life was so powerful.
在使徒行传，我们看见保罗在大祭司、在公会面前，以及在君王面前呢，他都做同样的见证。
In Acts, we see Paul.Held this very same with a testimony before the council, before the high priest.
他在神在人面前常存一个无愧的良心。
Even before kings, that he says that I always keep a good conscience before God and man.
我们如果学习听良心的声音
，If we learn to hear the voice of our conscience,
我们要听见神。在他旨意上带领我们就很容易。
Then it would be very easy to understand God's will as He leads us.
如果我们常常压抑良心的声音
，However, if we often suppress this voice of our conscience,
圣经告诉我们，我们就好像烙铁，把良心烙惯了。
The Bible teaches that we will be just like being seared with the hot iron.
良心的声音我们慢慢听不见。
We become callous, we no longer hear the voice of conscience.
神怎样带领我们，我们也听不见。
Likewise, we will not be able to hear how God will want to lead us.
好，我们必须继续往前去。
Now that we have to move on.
我们人的预备第二方面，我们要多的操练我们的信心。
Now the second part as to how we should prepare us toreceive the leading of the Holy Spirit is to exercise our faith.
我们请弟兄姊妹翻开圣经，我们先读雅各书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, turn your Bible to James. We will read chapter 1,
六到八节
verses 6-8.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪。被风吹动翻腾，这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么。心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
James 6, chapter 1. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
我们再请弟兄姊妹翻开马太福音第十三章五十八节。
Again, Matthew 13.
十三章五十八节。
Matthew 13:58.
我们。
58.
对，耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
58. Now, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
因为他们的不信，所以 就看不见这些神迹。
Because of their unbelief, they were not able to see all the mighty works of the Lord.
最后，我们再看一下希伯来书第四一章。
Lastly, Hebrews 11.
我们读一下第六节。
We will read verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这里讲到有神，照原文的翻译应该讲到必须信神是。Okay.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Whoever comes before God must believe that he is. That's the original language.
我们基督徒呢，我们蒙恩得救是从信心入门的。
We Christians who are being saved by grace enter through faith.
但是并不表示我们一生呢，跟随主的路上，我们还能够很坚定地走在信心的道路上。
But that doesn't mean that we would follow our Lord steadfastly in this way of faith to go after Him.
神要我们学习在信心的里头不断地跟随他。
God wants us to learn to continue to follow Him in faith.
所以在罗马书第一章就告诉我们，我们的信呢是因信以至于信。
So in Romans chapter 1, we read that our faith is from faith to faith.
从一个最小起初的信心呢，一直到信心的丰满。
From the very beginning of faith until we reach the fullness of faith.
我想从亚伯拉罕的身上，我们就看到这一个。
And also from Abraham, we can understand this.
亚伯拉罕呢，当神呼召他的时候
，Abraham, when God called him,
他确实是有信心
，was truly a man of faith.
他能够离开本地本族父家
，so he was able to leave his family, his house, his father, and his country.
那时候他已经是七十岁了
，at that time he was 70 years old.
他呢，愿意跟随神。
And he was willing to follow God.
我想这个起初的经历就很像我们蒙恩得救的经历。
I believe that Abraham's initial experience is very much like ours.
我们呢，我知道许多弟兄姊妹呢，信主不是很容易的事情。
I know many brothers and sisters, for you to believe in the Lord is not an easy thing.
要离开呢，父母亲的反对。
Because you have to leave behind all the resistance from objections from your parents.
有些人呢，儿女的反对。
Or objections from your children.
从政府的反对。
Or objection from the government.
但是因着主爱的激励呢，他愿意撇弃这一切来跟随主。
But because of the compelling love of our Lord, he's willing to forsake all this to follow him.
从此呢，就来跟随主走这一条属天的道路。
And then from hence on, he is journeying in this heavenly way.
这实在是不容易。
Truly, it's not an easy task.
但是圣经也给我们看见，亚伯拉罕一开始并不是完全的。
And the Bible also teaches that in the very beginning, Abraham was not perfect.
因为神说离开本地本族跟父家。
Because God says, leave your country, leave your father's house and your country.
但是呢，他仍然带着他的父亲。
But still, he had his father to come along.
他仍然带着他的侄子罗德。
And his nephew Lot also tag along.
不晓得亚伯拉罕这时候是不是觉得一个人出门太孤单了。
I don't know if Abraham felt at this time that it's quite lonely to journey alone.
所以呢，他带着他们一起走。
So he just took along them.
并且呢，并不是一次就到了迦南地。
And they did not reach land of Canaan in one shot.
他乃是在哈兰半路的时候待了下来。
Halfway there at Haran, he stopped.
待了五年。
And he stayed there for 5 years.
一直到75岁的时候，他的父亲 过世了。
Until at the age of 75, that when his father passed away.
他才带着罗德呢，来到迦南地。
And then he took Lot to come to the land of Canaan.
那我们如果去读创世纪十二章一直到二十二章，乃是讲到整个亚伯拉罕信心的生活。
Genesis chapter 12 to 22.Speak of all the Abraham's faith, of journey of faith.
我们知道呢，神兴起各样的环境。
We know God raises up all kinds of circumstances.
比方说呢，旱灾。
For example, the drought.
亚伯拉罕呢，就搬到埃及去了。
Then Abraham had to move to Egypt.
这件事呢，我们知道这是亚伯拉罕信心上的失败。
We know on this matter,it proved that Abraham failed in his faith.
甚至到一个地步，差一点把他的妻子都卖掉了。
To a certain extent, to the point that he was about to sell out his wife.
但是感谢神呢，神伸出他的拯救呢，把他们重新挽回过来。
But we thank God that he stretched out his arm of salvation and he restored them.
这样一步一步带领他们。
So God led them step by step.
甚至在神的应许上面。
As to God's promise,
神要给他们一个儿子。
God promised to give them a son.
但是亚伯拉罕听从他妻子的话。
However, Abraham listened to his wife's word.
用人的办法。
And by human means,
生了一个儿子。
They bore a son.
那这不是神所喜悦的。
And this is not pleasing to God.
但是神并没有撇弃他。
However, God never forsook them.
过了十三年以后，神继续带领他。
After 13 years, God continued to lead them on.
我们相信每一次的失败，神给亚伯拉罕许多属灵的功课。
So we believe that through every failure, God had taught Abraham many spiritual lessons.
亚伯拉罕的信心虽然有失败，但是就这样一步一步的更多的长大。
So Abraham, although he failed in his faith, but gradually Abraham grew up.
我们知道他信心的巅峰呢，乃是献以撒这件事上。
Now we know the pinnacle of his faith was shown at the time when he offered up Isaac.
我们如果去读创世纪第二十二章，我们就看见这时候亚伯拉罕是完全的信靠神。
Now if you read Genesis 22, we would see.That you would see that at this time Abraham believed in his God totally.
那圣经把这些记载给我们。
The Bible recorded all these matters.
也盼望我们能够在信心的道路上能够跟着亚伯拉罕来走。
Hoping that we would also follow Abraham in this way of faith.
很多时候我们有退后。
Many times we simply backslide.
我们有失败。
We fail.
但是主。并没有撇下我们。
But the Lord never forsakes us.
很多的失败成为我们信心长进的一个往前的跨一步。
Many failures will help us to strive forward in our journey of faith.
能够帮助我们知道我们从哪里失败的。
And they would help us in knowing where do we fail.
我们能够靠着主的恩典再往前。
And by the Lord's grace, we simply move forward.
所以神圣灵呢，在我们日常生活当中给我们预备许多的机会。
So the Holy Spirit has engineered so many opportunities.
我们实在需要学习抓住这些机会。
We just have to learn to grasp on all these opportunities.
应用我们的信心。
And exercise our faith.
从前有一对弟兄姊妹。
There was a couple of brother and sister.
他们怀了老二。
When they had their second child.
那我们知道呢，在美国这里，孩子长到一定的大小的时候呢，要去医院检查。
When the sister was pregnant, and here in the U.S., you know, when the fetus grew to a certain point, that they would need to be examined in the hospital.
做超声波呢，看这个孩子到底有没有长得正常。
Through the ultrasound, you will see if the baby is growing normally.
所以弟兄姊妹去检查的时候
，So this couple went to have their examination.
这个孩子呢，从超声波的那个影像看起来呢，有问题。
From the ultrasound image, it showed that there was something wrong with the baby.
因为这个小孩子的拇指呢，弯得非常厉害。
Because the,
对不起，是小指。
Because the little finger of the baby was so crookedly held together.
那医生说呢，看这种情形呢，根据统计，90%呢，这个孩子是不正常的。
And the doctor said, according to the statistics, that 90% of chance that the baby was not normal.
可能呢，低智能。
Maybe it's developmentally disadvantaged.
或者其他的毛病。
Or maybe could be other problems.
那医生又跟他们讲呢。
And the doctor also said to them.
现在你有两个选择。
Now you do have two choices.
第一个呢，看你要不要做羊膜穿刺。
First, would you like to do a litmus test?
那羊膜穿刺对小孩子有冒险。
Now this litmus test would present certain risks to the baby.
再检查一次。
So do it again.
那另外一个方面呢，就不要了。
And another choice that you just aborted.
但是呢，你怀孕到目前为止，到下个礼拜呢，是最后一次你可以做不要这个孩子的决定。
Now, since next time is your last chance, should you want to abort the baby according to your pregnancy?
之后的话呢，医院也不可能帮你做这个，因为对母亲生命上有危险。
After that, the hospital would not do any abortion because it would risk the sister's life.
那我们弟兄姊妹回去祷告。
So our brother and sister went back and pray.
觉得里头有平安。
And they felt peace within their hearts.
并且主的话呢，告诉我们。
And the Lord's word told us that.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
It is the Lord who gives, it is the Lord who takes away.
所以呢，隔天他们回去见医生。
So next day, as they went back to see the doctor,
我们觉得呢，不需要做羊膜穿刺。
Telling him that we feel we don't need to take the litmus test.
我们要把这个孩子生下来。
We want to keep the baby.
因为呢，主给我们这个呢，我们相信主会负责任到底。
Because since he's given to us by the Lord, and we believe the Lord will take.All the responsibility to the very end.
医生也很讶异。
And the doctor was amazed.
那到了生孩子的时候。
On the day of delivery.
孩子生了下来。
The baby was born.
小指呢，确实弯得很厉害。
The little finger did look very crooked.
但是医生检查呢。
But after doctor's examination.
一切都正常。
Everything was fine.
当然，刚生下来还不容易看得很清楚。
Of course, when the baby was just being born, you couldn't see everything unfolded quite clearly.
过了半年，过了一年去检查。
After half a year, after a year, when they went back to exam,
一切都是正常。
Everything was normal.
现在小孩子在主里面长得活泼又快乐。
And now the child in the Lord has become a very lively and a very vivacious.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个信心的学习。
Brother and sister, this is a lesson of faith.
圣经告诉我们，我们在地上行事为人是凭信心，不是凭眼见。
The Bible teaches that as we walk in the world, it's by faith, not by sight.
我们相信主。
We believe the Lord.
主呢带领我们。
Will lead us.
所以我们真是在地上要抓住主给我们许多的机会。
So as we are in the world, we have to hold down tight of all the opportunities that the Lord has given us to follow to Him in the faith.
很多的时候我们会问一个问题。
Many times we would ask this question.
那我没有信心怎么办？
Well, I don't have faith. What should I do?
当然我们不可能完全没有信心。
Of course, it's impossible for us to not to have any faith.
我们相信主的人，那个最起初的信心已经有了。
Those of us who believe in the Lord have this initial faith.
但是有时候外面的环境实在大过我们里头的信心。
But sometimes our circumstance really seems to be greater than our inner faith.
我们需要呢，平时的时候真是常常学习来操练。
We need to exercise our faith during our living days.
那圣经有三个地方呢，给我们看见我们如何在平常就可以多操练。
The Bible shows us in three places that how we can exercise our faith.
第一个方面呢，就是罗马书那里，我们时间的关系，我们就不看了哈。他说，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
In Romans, we read that faith comes from hearing, hearing comes from the word of God.
这个信道其实是信心。
Now this faith, is faith. It's, the Chinese Bible says believing in the word.
信心呢是从听主的话来的。
Faith comes from hearing of the word of the Lord.
那主的话就是基督的话。
And the word of the Lord is the word of Christ.
所以我们要多听主的话，多读主的话。
Therefore, we need to hear more of the Lord's word and to read more of it.
我常常在信心软弱的时候，我非常喜欢读旧约圣经。
I often like to read New Old Testament, especially when I was weak in faith.
你看到创世纪神如何在这个混乱、邪恶、堕落的世代，用他大能的膀臂呼召亚伯拉罕。
As you read in Genesis, you see, how God, with His outstretched arm, called Abraham in this crooked, perverse, evil generation.
带着亚伯拉罕的子孙出埃及。
And he led the descendants of Abraham to go out of Egypt.
带他们经过大而可畏的旷野。
He led them through this great and awful wilderness.
旷野的四十年供应他们一切的需要。
And during the 40 years in the wilderness, he provided for them.
以色列人如何在巴勒斯坦地存留下来。
How Israelites finally stayed put in the land of Palestine.
甚至以色列人被分散在全地的时候。
Even when all the Israelites were dispersed,throughout the face of the world.
主如何在1948年5月14号把他们带回现在的以色列地。
How on May 14, 1948, the Lord brought all these Israelites back to Israel.
过去这个礼拜以色列庆祝呢在地上建国60年。
The past week, Israel celebrated their 60 years of independence.
在过去的这60年当中，若不是神全能的保守，他们早已经灭亡。
For the past 60 years, if not for our Lord's powerful protection, the whole country would surely have perished.
我们看见一切都是神大能的膀臂在那里带领。
So we see...All this happened through the leading of the mighty arm of our God.
所以我们读到这些的时候，今天主他的圣灵住在我们的里面。
As we read all of this, today we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
他也是一样用他的全能来带领我们。
Likewise, He is leading us with all His omnipotence.
这是信心的第一个来源。
Now, this is the very first origin of our faith.
第二个来源。
Now, the second source of our faith.
在希伯来书十二章告诉我们，我们要仰望那一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
In Hebrew 12, we read that we have to look unto Him who is the author and finisher of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们信心软弱，环境高过我们的信心的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when our faith is weak, when the circumstances are greater than our faith.
我们需要学习来仰望我们的主。
We need to learn to look unto our Lord.
在旧约圣经里面，诗篇提到
，In Old Testament, in Psalms,
我们要向山举目，知道我们的帮助从何而来。
It mentioned that we need to lift up our eyes unto the mountains and know where our help come from.
对这旷野的以色列人来讲，这个山呢，乃是西乃山。
To the Israelites in the wilderness, this very mountain is Mount Sinai.
对着在犹太地的犹太人来讲呢，这个乃是耶路撒冷。
To the Jews at Judea, this mountain is the Mount Jerusalem.
在摩利亚山上呢，神的宝座设立在那里。
But at Mount Moriah, That's where God's throne is established.
所以他们要向山举目。
Therefore, they need to lift up their eyes onto that Moriah's mount.
今天我们新约的圣徒呢，乃是仰望这一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Today, all the saints in the New Testament look up onto the very God who is author and finisher of our faith.
当我们灵里下沉的时候，我们举起我们的心。
When our spirit is heavy and low, we simply lift up our heart.
我们向天空仰望。
We look onto the sky.
因为我们知道有一天主还要在空中降临。
Because we know one day our Lord will descend in the mid-air.
这时候主的爱会充满在我们的里面。
And at this time, the Lord's love will fill us up.
主的信心会再一次充满在我们的里头。
And the Lord's faith will also fill us.
第三方面。
Now thirdly.
希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 4, we read.
我们要用信心跟所听见的道调和。
We have to mix faith with the word that we heard.
我们在信心的里面，把我们所听见的道，在我们的日常生活中把它调和在一起。
By faith that we mix with our the word that we heard and use it in our daily life.
就好像刚刚所提到的这一对弟兄姊妹一样。
Just as the brother and sister I just mentioned,
让我们能够在信心里面跟随主。
Let us follow the Lord by our faith.
第三方面，我们要继续提的就是，除了信心以外，我们要学习顺服主。
Now the third point that we need to mention is that apart from this faith, we need to obey Him.
有弟兄姊妹告诉我们呢，如果我们没有一个学习顺服的心呢，神不会把他的旨意告诉我们。
Some brothers and sisters tell us that if we do not have the heart to obey Him, God would never tell us His will.
那这个顺服不是当主的开启是符合我所想望的，我才顺服。
Now you do not obey when God reveals His heart to you, which is congruent with your desire.
乃是不管神是怎么样带领，或向左或向右，我都愿意顺服。
But it's regardless of God's leading, whether it's to the left or to the rest, to the left or to the right, I just follow Him.
那顺服的对象就是主自己，换句话说，就是主的话或者圣灵。
Now the very object of my obedience is the Lord, His Word, and His Holy Spirit.
从前有一个弟兄。
Now there was this brother.
他呢在纽约上班。
He had a job at New York.
每天呢通勤来回大概要三个半钟头到四个钟头。
It took him 3.5 hours or to 4 hours just to commute to work.
他觉得非常苦恼。
And this bothered him very much.
因为一大早起床呢不能够灵修就要匆匆忙忙去赶火车。
Because when he woke up in the morning, early he could not even have the time to do the devotion and he just had to rush out to catch the train.
所以他就跟主求呢盼望主给他预备一个工作在家里附近。
So he prayed to the Lord that he would grant him a job nearby.
稀奇的很呢，当他祷告完之后，过了一两天，就有一个找工作的人打电话给他。
Amazingly, after he prayed about 1 or 2 days, a job hunter called him.
那这一位找工作人说：“某某人，我在你家附近现在有一个不错的公司，有一个工作机会。”
And this job hunter says, "So and so, now I've located a very good job around near your house."
但是呢。薪水可能没有你想象的那么好。
The only thing is the salary would not be as much as you expected.
那这个弟兄呢就问他说那到底是多少呢
?So the brother asked exactly how much is it?
他就跟他讲是多少。
And the job hunter told him the amount.
弟兄一算呢大概差了25,000块。
And the brother realized that there was a difference of $25,000.
是更少一点。
And it's even less than that amount.
所以呢，弟兄心里想呢，他既然跟主祷告了，所以他相信主 是打发这个人打电话来。
So our brother thought, well, since he had already prayed to the Lord, so he believed this is the man sent by God.
他就说好吧，我去试试看好了。
All right, he said, I'll give it a try.
他去面谈完之后
，After the interview,
弟兄心中呢，确实明白这是主给他预备的。
Our brother realized that this truly was a job prepared by God for him.
所以，但是因为钱实在是少了一点
，But because the salary is really quite low,
所以他就跟主祷告说：“主啊，求你再给我一个印证。”
So he prayed to the Lord, Lord, give me another evidence.
所以当天呢，主就给他一个印证。
On that very day, the Lord showed him the proof.
他知道这一切是完全是主的带领。
So he knew that this is totally from the guiding of the Lord.
所以当天他回去上班呢。下班的时候
So on that very day as he went to work at the time when he was about to go home
他就跟他老板讲说他想要搬回纽泽西去上班 他的原因在哪里
He told his boss that he would like to move work in New Jersey and why what the reasons were
那老板呢很想挽回他
And the boss tried very hard to keep him.
又给他涨薪水8000块。
So he counter offered him another increase of $8,000.
所以这一差呢，变成33000。
Now the difference is $33,000.
但是感谢主呢，我们的弟兄仍然愿意说我要回去。
But we thank God that our brother still said that I want to go back.
这是主的带领。
Because this is the Lord's leading.
所以弟兄就回到纽泽西来上班了。
Therefore, our brother came back to New Jersey to work.
前一年。
Now, the year passed last year.
公司呢还好，就这样过来了。
In the first year, the company was doing well, so he was okay.
弟兄心里很快乐，因为离家很近。
And our brother was very happy because this job was near his home.
钱少一点，省吃俭用就好了。
Even though with a little money, he said he could make do just by being more frugal.
又过了半年呢。
And then half a year passed.
公司突然说呢，弟兄那个厂要关厂。
The company all of a sudden told our brother that that company site would be terminated.
那弟兄呢，回到主面前来祷告。
And our brother came back to the Lord and prayed.
主很清楚让他一个感觉。
And very clearly, the Lord gave him this feeling.
是我把你从纽约带回来。
That I brought you back from New York to New Jersey.
我会保守你的。
And I will keep you.
所以弟兄呢，也不把这件事放在心上。
So our brother no longer was bothered by this thing.
所以当整个厂关的时候
，So when the whole site was closed.
弟兄被调回到总公司去。
Our brother was transferred to the headquarters.
总公司离家里更近
，and the headquarters was even closer to his home.
所以他更高兴了。
So he was even happier now.
又过了一年
，and a year passed.
这一次不是关厂了。
Now this time is not a closing of a site.
整个公司被买走了。
But the whole company was bought.
那弟兄又来到主面前祷告。
And our brother came before the Lord to pray.
主又给他。一句话
And the Lord once again gave him a verse.
如果不是我叫你走，别人也没办法赶你走。
It's saying that if it's not me to ask you to leave, nobody would be able to do so.
所以弟兄呢就待在公司里头。
And our brother simply stayed in the company.
那因为公司被买走的时候
，Because when the company was bought.
对方的公司出了很高的价钱，把整个公司买走。
The other company offered a great price to buy this one.
那因为弟兄呢，放很多钱在公司的退休 401k 里面。
Because our brother had already put a lot of money in the 401k at his company.
所以呢，过去几年弟兄所亏损的钱呢，刚好就补回来了。
So all the money.That he lost through those years when he started working, was now made up by this.
很稀奇呢，弟兄来到主面前祷告说：“主啊，你太奇妙。”
So amazed, our brother just came before the Lord, saying, "Lord, you're so wonderful."
然后又过了一年
，and another year passed.
公司人事调动辗转
And there is a change in turnover of manpower in that company.
弟兄的薪水调到跟纽约那时候的薪水一样。
Our brother's salary was now adjusted to the original salary when he had at New York.
神一点没有亏待。
God never mistreated our brother.
但是我们如何走到这一步呢？
But how could we come to this step?
如果在第一步没有顺服的话，
If we do not obey him at the very first step,
这一步你是永远看不到的。
You will never be able to see the final step.
所以我们真是要在凡事上学习顺服主。
So in all things, we need to learn to obey him.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他绝对不会亏待我们。
He will never mistreat us.
反而我们在信心中顺服跟随他的时候，
Instead, when we follow him in our faith,
他要显明他的旨意。
He will reveal his will.
并且让我们在信心中不断地长大。
AndHe will allow us to grow continually in our faith.
信而顺从，我想这是基督徒在地上跟随主一个很重要的关键。
Now, trust and obey, I believe, is the very important, crucial threshold that you have to hold on to.
我们常常在信而顺从的当中需要学习忍耐。
In trust and obey, we need to learn to endure.
等候
and wait.
这就是希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
And this is what Hebrews 12 tells us.
因为亚伯拉因着信
Hebrews 4 tells us that by faith,
并且学习忍耐呢，就能够得着神所应许的。
By faith and learn to be patient, he's able to receive what the Lord has promised him.
所以这三方面呢，是我们跟要明白神旨意，我们身上最需要预备的。
Now these are the things that we have to prepare ourselves for.
就是要学习对付罪。
So we can understand God's will. The first is to deal with sin.
操练信心。
To exercise faith.
并且呢，学习顺服。
And learn to obey.
那接下来我们就把几个原则告诉弟兄姊妹。
Next, we would like to share with you some of the principles.
我想这些原则呢，弟兄姊妹或多或少都有在运用了。
I believe, brothers and sisters, more or less, are already applying these principles.
第一个，我们看一下腓立比书第四章。
First, let's read Philippians 4.
我们读第六节、第七节。
Let's read verses 6. And 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我们需要遇到任何事情，要明白神的心意的时候，我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢带到神的面前。
At any time when we encounter things, we need to present our request before God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
我们不要自己来承担这个重担。
We should not bear our burdens on our own.
带到主面前。
Bring them all before the Lord.
第一件事，神就要把基督的平安放在我们的里面。
First thing he will do is he will place the peace of Christ within our hearts.
那第二步呢？
Now the second principle.
主听了我们的祷告，他就会借着恩膏的教训开始在我们的里面工作。
After the Lord hears our prayer, that through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he will start his working within us.
那很多时候我们里面就会有感觉。
And many times we would have this feeling within us.
但是常常我们在学习的开始的时候，
But often in the very beginning of our learning,
我们会有两种情形发生。
We might encounter two situations.
第一个呢，就是我们可能听不见主到底 要对我说什么话。
First is that we might not be able to hear what the Lord wants to say to us.
第二种呢，有可能我们里面好像充满了这个，好像也对，那个也可以。
Second is we're so confused. It seems that this is right, so is another.
这是我们常有的情形。
This is a common situation that we face.
那对第一种情形呢？
As to the first one,
有几种可能的原因。
There are several possible reasons to that.
第一个，我们没有对付罪。
First, we haven't dealt with our sin.
罪呢，造成我们跟神之间的阻隔。
So this sin caused the hindrance between God and us.
第二个，我们没有信心。
Second, we lack faith.
我们呢，常常有两个 plan.
We often have two plans.
第一个，我们先来到神面前。
First plan would, we would come before God.
如果神没有听我的祷告, I have plan two.
If God, 神如果没有听我的祷告, 我就第二个计划。
就这样。所以呢, 难怪我们常常听不见。
No wonder we often not being able to hear.
第三个呢, 就是我们不顺服。
The third is that we do not obey.
主对我们说话了。
When God speaks to us.
主的话不过参考参考。
We are using that as a reference.
从纽约搬到纽泽西差了33,000。
From moving back from New York to New Jersey to work, and my salary would have a discrepancy of $33,000.
你这个脑袋瓜想一想。
Use your brain, think about it.
怎么可能是出于神的呢？
How could it be possible that it's from God?
我们把神的话当作参考书。
Therefore, we use God's word as a reference book.
这是我们最可怜的地方。
This is the most pitiable thing about us.
神他的全能不是我们可以想象的。
God's sovereign power cannot be imagined by us.
所以如果这三方面有问题，
any one of the three has gone amiss,
我们常常听不见主的声音。
Then we often not being able to hear the Lord's voice.
那第四方面可能还有个原因。
Now the fourth reason might be,
我们很少亲近神。
We seldom draw near to Him.
我们常常有需要的时候跑到神面前。
Whenever we have needs, we would run before Him.
两三句话把我们要的东西呢，赶快告诉神。
And we would tell God in two or three sentences what we need.
然后就跑掉了。
And then we run away again.
我们跟神之间没有一个好的交通。
There is no such good intimate fellowship between you and Him.
所以我们常常听不见主的声音。
Therefore, often we do not hear His voice.
所以我们要练习亲近神。
We have to exercise to be drawn near to Him.
亲近神呢，我们可以常常借着唱诗。
Through singing hymns,
我们借着默想主的话。
Through meditating on His word,
甚至默想主自己。
Or even contemplating the Lord Himself,
默想主他的奇妙的作为。
Thinking about all His wonderful deeds,
把心中的感谢归给神。
And giving all your inner thanksgiving to Him,
主呢就会跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
Then the Lord would come close to us. Then we would develop this intimate relationship.
我们就容易跟主有交通。
Then it will be easy for us to fellowship with Him.
主就容易对我们说话。
And it will be easier for God to speak to us too.
那第二种情形就是有时候我们好像很事情很多在我们头脑里面都可以的。
And the second situation would be that there are so many things going on in our brain, they all seem okay.
好像都是从神来的。
They all seem to come from God.
我们要记得一件事情。
Let us remember one thing.
我们宁可等候几天。
We would rather wait on the Lord for a few more days.
出于神的。
That comes from the God.
这个负担在我们里面越过越重。
That very burden will grow heavier and heavier day by day.
如果出于自己魂里面的思想，
Now anything that comes from our soulish thoughts,
通常过了两三天以后就慢慢减退了，
would die away after two or three days.
那我们也可以学习求神给我们一个印证。
And we also can learn to ask a proof, evidence from God.
这个印证常常是从外面来的。
And this proof often comes outwardly.
也可能是从主的话来。
It could also be from the Lord's word.
主的话如同两刃的利剑。
Because The Lord's word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
它真的是要把灵与魂、骨节与骨髓呢，能够刺肉的破开。
Even piercing to the division of the soul and spirit of the bones and marrow.
这样的话，我们就能够啊分辨这到底哪一个才是准确的。
And then we'll be able to discern accurately.
这些都需要学习。
We have to learn all of these.
但是，当我们慢慢摸到那个窍的时候。
But gradually, when we get a hang of it,
你会一生受用。
You will be benefited all your life.
那第四方面呢？
Now, fourthly,
我们要学习一件事情。
We have to learn one thing.
我们要做一个安静的人。
We have to learn to be quiet people.
因为宾路易师母曾经在她的书上提到过。
Sister Bing Lewis once mentioned in her book.
她提到呢。很多时候我们魂呢的活动呢很容易压制灵里那个维系的声音。
She mentioned that all the activities within our soul often suppress the very voice within our spirit.
你知道两个人吵架的时候
You know, when two people are bickering,
当有一个人声音高了半截的时候
When one person's voice is about higher, half step higher,
你就知道他的脸整个都红起来了。
You would see this person's face is all red.
整个魂的心思呢，占满了这个人。
And this person is totally occupied by all the soulish thoughts.
我们灵是一个微小的声音。
But our spirit speaks a little voice.
除非我们在灵里头用那一个我们学习在安静里面，我们很难听见灵里头的声音。
Unless we have learned to be quiet, it's very hard for us to hear that little voice.
所以，宾路易师母在她的聚会里头。
Therefore, at the congregation where Sister Ben Lewis met,
她要求她的弟兄姊妹一定要讲话要柔细。
She demanded all her brothers and sisters to speak softly.
常常在安静的里面学习与主有交通。
Often, in quietness, learn to have this fellowship with the Lord.
这实在是我们需要学习的。
This is really something we also need to learn.
好，那我想简单几个原则，大概就是这样。
Okay, I've just spelled out of very simple principles.
那我为什么要我为什么要提到这个呢
？Why is that I need to mention this？
因为学习圣灵的引导呢，关系我们基督徒一生太重要。
Because this matter of learning to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit is so closely related to our spiritual journey as Christians.
有今生的好处，有来世的好处。
We would receive all the benefits of this age and the age to come.
今生的好处呢
？The benefits of this age
就是带领我们变成一个属灵人。
Include that we will become spiritual man following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因为在罗马书那里告诉我们
In Romans we read,
凡圣灵所引导的人就做神的儿子。
As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God.
儿子呢乃是一个成熟的人。
Sons are mature people.
是一个属灵的人。
Spiritual man.
所以到加拉太书的时候就告诉我们
Therefore, when we come to Galatians, we read
如果我们活在圣灵的里头
If we live in the Spirit
我们就不在律法的底下
Then we're no longer under the law
虽然我们不是像犹太人守律法
Although we're not like Jews who would observe all the laws
但是我们多少时候过基督徒的生活我们不自由
But so many times as we live our Christian life, we feel we're not free.
我们听这个人讲好像也对。
As we hear people talk about this, we feel this is right.
我们照着做，我们好像又落到捆绑的里面。
As we follow that saying, it seems that we fall prey to that bondage again.
那我们活在灵里头，我们就能够被这些捆绑所释放。
But if we live in the Spirit, we'll be set free from all this bondage.
我们自由地跟随主。
And freely we will follow the Lord.
不是放纵情欲的。
It's not indulging ourselves in the flesh.
乃是完全在圣灵里面受管制来跟随主。
But totally being restrained by the Holy Spirit, controlled by Him to follow the Lord.
并且圣灵的果子就要在我们的身上结出来。
And that also the fruit of the Holy Spirit will become manifesting us.
圣灵的九种果子。
The nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
就要在我们这个人身上慢慢的成型
will be formed in shape in us.
不仅呢，可以帮助别人
Not only could we help others,
更是叫主得荣耀
but also the Lord would be glorified.
就像主所说的呢，撒在好土里面呢，将来要结实百倍。
Just as the Lord says, the seed that's being sown in good soil will bear fruit hundredfold.
当然这不是一天两天一年三年五年可以